This is the Ave Actmirali of 23rd of March 2025, the original date 2nd of November 2004. Uplift yourself and also uplift those who defame you. Become full of all powers and all virtues and a bestower of respect. Today the ocean of love is pleased to see his loving children everywhere. Whether you are personally in front of Baba in your corporeal form or sitting far away physically, love makes all of you experience being seated close to the Father. Each child's love enables him to experience the Father being close to him. All of you children too have personally arrived here out of love for the Father. Bapdada saw that every child has love for Bapdada merged in his heart. Each one of you has the song of love, my Baba, playing in your heart. It is love that is making you detached from your body and the relationships of your body. It is love that is making you a conqueror of Maya. Where there is love in the heart, Maya runs away from a distance. All of you children have passed in the subject of love. One is love, and the other is the treasure of all powers from the Almighty Authority Father, the One with all powers. So today, on the one hand, Bapdada is seeing the love, and on the other hand, he is seeing the powers of the Shakti army. To the extent that you have love merged in you, all the powers are also merged in you. Bapdada has given all of you children all the powers equally. He has made you Master Almighty Authorities, ones with all powers. He hasn't made some of you those with all powers, and others those with only a few powers. All of you say that your self-respect is in being a Master Almighty Authority, someone with all powers. So Bapdada is asking all of you children everywhere, does each one of you experience all the powers in yourself? Do you constantly have a right to all the powers? All the powers are your inheritance from Bapdada. So, do you have a right to your inheritance? Do you have a right? Teachers speak. Do you have a right? Speak after thinking carefully about it. Pandavas, do you have a right? Do you constantly have a right? Or only sometimes? At a time when you need a particular power, does that power present itself on your order, in front of you, in the Shakti army? Does it say, yes, my lord, I am present, Ji Hazur Hazir, at any time you need it? Think about it. Look, when someone who has a right issues an order, the power should say, yes, my lord, I am present. You must be able to use any power at the time you invoke that power, according to the time and the situation. Have you become souls who have a right in this way? This is because the Father has given you an inheritance, and you have made that inheritance yours. You have made it yours, have you not? So, you have a right to anything that belongs to you. Whenever there is a need to use a power in a particular way, you must be able to use it. For instance, when you have a need for the power to accommodate, does it obey your order and say, yes, my lord? Does it? At least nod in agreement. You may wave your hand if it does. Does it obey you sometimes or all the time? The power to accommodate does present itself, But having accommodated something 10 times, when it comes to the 11th time, is there a little fluctuation? Let it always and easily present itself, not after the time has passed. I wanted to do this, but that happened instead. Let it not be like that. This is known as having a right to all the powers. Bapdada has given all of you this right, but it has been seen that you become number-wise in becoming those who have this right constantly. Let it be constantly and easily. Let it be natural. Let it be your nature. The method for this is, the Father is also called Hazur, Lord, and it is said, Hazur Hazir, the Lord is present. All the powers are also present in front of the Lords, the children, who follow every Srimat of the Lord. They say, Yes, my Lord, I am present, I accept. They always say, Ji Hazir, Yes, I am present, to every order. They say, Ji Hazir, at every step. If you do not say, Ji Hazir, in following every Srimat, then every power cannot be present in front of you, the Lord, at every moment. If you follow only the Father's Srimat or orders sometimes, then the powers will also only sometimes obey your order of being present in front of you. At that time, instead of being one with a right, you become dependent. So Bapdada checked this result. What did Baba see? You are number wise. Not all of you are number one. You are number wise. It is not always easy. Sometimes it is easy, and sometimes the powers emerge with a little difficulty. Bapdada wants to see every child equal to the Father. He doesn't want to see you number-wise. The aim of all of you is to become equal to the Father. Do you have the aim of becoming equal or of being number-wise? If you were to be asked this, all of you would say that you want to become equal. So check. 1. Do I have all the powers? Underline the word all. 2. Do I have all the virtues? 3. Is my stage equal to the Father's? 4. Does my own stage gain victory, or does an adverse situation sometimes gain victory over me? If adverse situations gain victory, you know the reason for that, do you not? It is when your stage is weak that the adverse situations are able to attack. For your original stage to be constantly victorious, the method is constantly to keep a balance of your self-respect and your respect for others. A soul who has self-respect is constantly a bestower who bestows respect. In fact, to give anyone respect is not really giving. To give respect is to receive respect. One who gives respect automatically becomes worthy of respect in everyone's heart. You saw Father Brahma. Although he was Adidev, although he is the first soul in the drama, he constantly gave respect to the children. He enabled children to receive even more respect from souls than he himself received. This is why Father Brahma became worthy of respect in the heart of every child. So did he give respect or did he receive respect? To give respect means to sow a seed of love from the heart in the hearts of others. in front of the world too, you are world benefactor souls. Only when you give souls respect with love do you experience this. So, at the present time, Bapdada sees that there is a need to give one another respect. Only someone who gives respect is seen to be a soul who is a bestower. Only those who give respect are the obedient children who obey Bapdada's Srimat of having good wishes and pure feelings. To give respect is to have love in the heart for God's family. Those who give respect to others are easily able to stabilize in their stage of self-respect. Why? The treasure of blessings which you receive from the hearts of those to whom you give respect easily and automatically reminds you of your self-respect. Therefore, Bapdada is especially underlining this for all the children everywhere. Become a bestower of respect. Any child who came to Baba, whether he was a weak child, someone who was influenced by his sanskars, someone who came with a burden of sins, or someone who came with strong sanskars, with which vision did Bapdada see every child? That of being my dearly beloved, long lost and now found child. He is a child of God's family. So he gave them respect and they became those with self-respect. You have to follow the Father. If you want to become full of all virtues easily, then become a bestower of respect. Do you understand? This is easy, is it not? Is it easy or difficult? What do the teachers think? Is it easy? Is it easy to give respect to some and difficult to give respect to others? Or is it easy to give everyone respect? Your title is Those Who Uplift Everyone. You are those who uplift even those who defame you. So check. Do I have the vision, attitude and awareness of being one who uplifts everyone? To uplift others is to uplift yourself. So what are you going to do? You have to give respect, do you not? You will then be liberated from having to make effort to imbibe things individually. This is because Bapdada is seeing that the speed of time is moving fast. Time is waiting, so all of you have to make preparations. You mustn't make time wait any longer. What preparations do you have to make? Increase the speed of your becoming perfect and equal. Do not say that you are doing it. Check how fast your speed is. Is your speed fast? New children too have arrived here with love. Bapdada is pleased to see you new children. Those who have come for the first time, raise your hands. There are many. Welcome to the Father's home, your home. Congratulations. Acha. Karnataka looked after service this turn. Those from Karnataka, stand up. Congratulations for your golden chance of doing service. Look, you have taken the first number. So you want to remain the first number, do you not? You are those who take the number one in your efforts, in being victorious in everything. Do not take the second number, take the first number. Do you have this courage? Do you have courage? With your courage, you will receive a thousandfold help from the Father. You have received a very good chance. You have accumulated a lot in your account of charity. Acha, did you have a mega program in Karnataka? You didn't. Why not? Why did you not have a big program? Karnataka should take the first number in everything. They will have that program in Bangalore. Acha. Those who have held the mega programs, stand up. How many mega programs have taken place so far? 8 to 10, and one more to take place. So Bapdada is giving huge congratulations for the mega programs. How many zones are there? Every zone should hold a big program, because then those in your cities who make complaints will not complain. When you have mega programs, you have huge advertising, whether it is through the media, posters, hoardings, or other various methods. Then the complaints will reduce. Bapdada likes this service, but there is a but. You have had big programs, and you have already had congratulations for that. But from every program, let there at least be a rosary of 108 that is prepared. That has not happened as yet. At least let 108 be made ready, and at the most 16,000. You have spent so much energy and money, and so, at the very least, Bapdada wants to see 108 become ready. You must keep the addresses of all those who came. You have the introduction of those who brought others to the big programs, so bring them close again. Do not think we have done our bit. Any task that is carried out has to bear some fruit. So everyone who has taken part in a big program has to give the result of it to Bapdada. Whether they are from the different centers or from other cities, there has to be a result. Is this okay? This can be done, can it not? If you pay a little attention, they will emerge. 108 is nothing. However, Bapdada wants to see a result. They should at least become students. They should come forward to give cooperation. Bapdada wants to see the result this season of how many each of you make emerge. Is this okay? Pandavas, is this okay? So, we will see who is number one. No matter how many you make emerge, definitely make them emerge. What happens is that when the programs are over, there is less attention paid to keeping in touch with them in the future. It is not difficult to make them emerge. Seeing the courage of the children, Bapdada is pleased. Do you understand? Acha. Now, all of you in 1 second, not even 1 minute, but 1 second, experience the drill of the mind. I am an angel and I'm becoming a deity. Perform this drill of the mind in 1 second again and again throughout the day. Just as physical drill makes your body strong, so too the drill of the mind will make your mind powerful. I am an angel. I am an angelic soul who is detached from this old world, this old body, and the sanskars of this old body. Acha. To all the extremely loving children everywhere, to the souls who are constantly merged in love with the ocean of love, to the elevated souls who constantly have a right to all powers, to the souls who are loved by the Father and who become equal to the Father, to every soul who constantly stays in self-respect and gives respect to every soul, to the souls who become worthy of respect from everyone, to the souls who always uplift everyone. Please accept Bapdada's love, remembrance and blessings from the heart. Together with that, namaste to the souls who are the masters of the world. To Dadiji, you have passed as number one in giving respect. It is good. The beauty of Madhuban is because of all the daddies. To the gathering, all of you like the beauty and sparkle of the daddies. Just as there is sparkle and beauty in Madhuban because of the daddies, in the same way, all of you are not daddies, but you are didis and dadas. So all of you didis and dadas have to think about this and do this, wherever you live. Let there be the beauty and sparkle there. Just as these daddies are the beauty and sparkle, in the same way, let there be the beauty and sparkle in every place, because behind the daddies are the didis. You are no less. There are the dadas and didis. So at no center must there be any dryness. Let there be beauty and sparkle. Each one of you souls is one who brings beauty and sparkle to the world. So at whatever place you are, let that place be seen as a place of beauty and sparkle. Is this okay? In the world there is limited beauty and sparkle, whereas from each one of you there is unlimited beauty and sparkle. If you yourself have the beauty and sparkle of happiness, peace and supersensuous joy, then the place itself will be filled with beauty and sparkle, because the atmosphere spreads everywhere through your stage. So each one of you has to check if there is beauty and sparkle where you live, and that there isn't any sadness. Is everyone dancing in happiness? It is like that, is it not? This is the work of all of you daddies, is it not? Follow the didis and dadas. Acha. All the loving children from everywhere who are remembering Bapdada in their hearts, and those who have sent their remembrances through letters and emails, Bapdada is not seeing all of those as children far away, but on his heart throne. The closest is the heart. Those who have sent remembrance with their hearts, and those who haven't sent remembrance, but who are in remembrance, Bapdada is seeing all of them as seated on his heart throne. He is responding to you. While sitting far away, may you be a number one fast effort maker. Blessing. May you renounce the sleep of carelessness and become a conqueror of sleep, and thereby a ruler of the globe. In order to become an image that grants visions and give visions to the devotees, and thereby a ruler of the globe, become a conqueror of sleep. When you forget that this is the time of destruction, you fall asleep in the sleep of carelessness. When you hear the call of devotees, the cries of sorrow of unhappy souls, the sound of the prayers of thirsty souls, you will never fall asleep in the sleep of carelessness. Now become a constantly awake light. Renounce any sleep of carelessness and become an image that grants visions. Slogan. Cooperate in any way you can, with your body, mind, wealth, and with your thoughts, words, and deeds, and you will become an easy yogi. Abhyakt signal, adopt the culture of truth and good manners. It is said of the Father, God is the truth, and the Father loves the truth. The Lord is pleased with an honest heart. In the serviceable children who are seated on the heart throne, in their relationships and connections, in their every thought and word, honesty and cleanliness will be visible. Their every thought and every word will be the truth. Om Shanti.